Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to the learning of marketing in healthcare industry. We have completed four chapters and now we will focus on kind of a short topic. I'll not try to elaborate it much, but how to develop a marketing plan. We spoke about the four P's in action. We spoke about a marketing strategy. We spoke about how to align the strategic goals with the business goals for short term and long term. We also spoke about, you know, ads and everything. Now let us develop a marketing plan. Now, a plan is always required. I mean, I don't want to get into the detail of why a marketing plan matters in healthcare, but it matters everywhere. I mean, even if you have to deliver your project in the MBA, you still a plan is required. But still, as a note, it acts as a strategic backbone. And it goes beyond campaigns. It connects mission, goals, tasks, and patient needs. It builds trust. And most importantly, it ensures the right message, which is the right audience at the right time. That's critical. Reflects the institution's values, empathy, and service quality. Positions marketing as a strategic capability, not just promotion. That's all about it. Why? Now, if I have to align with clarity, so the first thing is accountability. The moment you hear the word clarity, your plan should promote accountability and clarity across all. Whatever you're making, an ad, a reel, brand promotion, whatever. It should be consistent in the messaging across channel. I mean, one of the channels showcases something, one of the channels showcases something else. No. It should be focused on core goals and the measurable outcomes. Nothing else. It should not be a last minute one. And most importantly, it should have a clear roadmap. What is the objective of the campaign? What are the responsibilities of the campaign? And what are the timelines of this campaign? And most importantly, it should align with growth, reputation, and expansion. Second, this plan will help you to allocate time, budget, and manpower. Most importantly, who will do what? It will also ensure internal operations support the external brand promise. So there is nothing as the internal team says something and the external brand says something. It will also promote cross-departmental collaboration. It will facilitate between marketing, clinical teams and IT and service. It will define the performance indicators for tracking and improvement. And most importantly, it's a data-driven decision over assumptions. There is no assumption. If I try to build a trust and patient relationships, I have to shift my marketing from a promotion-based model to an education-based model or an engagement-based model. And what's an education-based model? So, for example, you want to create a marketing campaign for one of the small healthcare company which focuses on, you know, medical equipments. Will they require any education? Yes. Who is going to be using the medical equipments? Okay. If you have a critical patient at home and you're treated at home because their mobility is of question, you're using an oxygen cylinder with a mask, you need to know how to operate. Because more oxygen creates hallucination, less oxygen, I don't have to tell you what. And second is the engagement. Is there a continuous person who is engaging with the patient? It has to clearly communicate with patients transparently and empathically. Ultimately, it strengthens both brand equity and patient loyalty. It turns a marketing into a driver for better health. It builds a long-term patient relationships and community trust. It reinforces the organization's commitment to equality and care. Now, look at this picture. These are the core elements that contributes to a successful healthcare marketing plan. Now, there is no start an endpoint that I can start with marketing hourglass, I can go to ideal client personas or content calendar or competitive research, client interviews, high level strategies, core messaging. There is no hard and fast rule where will you start. Generally, when you look at the entire line as a strategic orientation, I might start with two things, ideal client persona and client interviews. Why ideal client persona and client interviews at the first? Because if my demography is wrong, I will not be able to showcase the exact research, exact strategy, exact content, right? From there, when I've got the client persona, I might get into client interviews. Okay, how much time did it take to reach the call? How much time did you get the medicines? Who was there to help you out? Did you understand the entire clinical excellence well? Do you understand the guidance? Do you understand the package? You know, all these things comes under ideal client personas and client interviews. Once that is done, then I'll try to form a competitive research. Now, when I do a competitive research, I'll be researching on what I've got as an information from the ideal client persona and the interviews. If the interview says that there was long wait time, so my research should be what are the other companies doing in the industry to reduce the appointment call time. If I'm unable to reach a certain number, then what are the other numbers being available? If we are offering, a client a clinical treatment like prostate, like high diabetes or hyperglycemic patients or hypertension patients or heart disease patients or heart attack patients, and these are very, very clinical in nature. So the research goes there. So persona, interviews, research. Once I'm ready with the data, what I look at to create a high level strategy, which would have basically three connotations. One, short term. And then for the short term, what should be my content calendar? For short term, let's say every month on the first week, I will release a kind of an awareness reel, which will speak about the types of patients that we have, the type of patients that we have treated, and how we are better than the competition. That's a short term. Then I will use something as a midterm. Once my midterm is done, then I'll create into the content calendar, then maybe once in 15 days or fortnightly, there would be a awareness campaign. So posters, billboards, bus, ads, leaflets, whatever be in the local vicinity, that way. Long term, maybe organic marketing, that this is how many things I'm going to reach out. Again on the content calendar, maybe every quarter there will be an ad, see? And then comes your marketing hourglass and the core messaging. So when you combine all these things together, you create a successful healthcare marketing plan. What I would urge you to do is, I will urge you to pause it right there. And why don't you take another 5 minutes of your time and just write down one sentences that you might do in one of your project or you might do in one of the companies. This will help you to be ready with your interviews. You will not get a problem in there. So ideally, client persona, interview, once those two things are done, then the competitive research, once these three things are done, then high-level strategies, including content calendar and core messaging with marketing hourglass. Now, how will I build a strategic master plan? So what it goes, audience definition, SMART objectives, SWOT, strategy tactics, link. Now, remember, when you're building a strategic healthcare marketing plan, it should be accountable and efforts are goal-driven. It should provide a framework for measurable patient-centered outcomes. It should combine with strategic priorities and patient needs. Each step is logical and interconnected, so there is no delusion, there is no ambiguity. Focuses on the focus and impact, and most importantly, it should translate the business goal into actionable tactics. So the first one, defining the target audience. Now, example, I want to do a maternity campaign for first-time expectant mothers aged 25 to 35 in urban areas. This is my marketing campaign. Once again, take 2 minutes of your time, think what will you do? Yes. You have to think, you're doing a maternity campaign for the first time expectant mothers, 25 to 35. So what different types of maternity mothers you will get? One who is in the first trimester, one who is in the second trimester, one who is in the third trimester, and one who is almost in verge of delivery. So there are four different segmentation under this first time expectant mothers. So for the first trimester, what should I do? Okay, what are the health needs? What are the behavioral change? What are the location? What kind of things that you will do for? Who is the communication for? Tailoring message is done. Channel selection is done. Clear audience definition is done. Second trimester, What kind of iron do the expectant mother needs? What kind of awareness do the mother needs? What is the health need? What is the behavior need? Those remains the same. Again, this third trimester. What I'm trying to tell you is, it enables tailored messaging, tone and channel selection. That's the idea. I mean, if you walk into a pediatric hospital today, you'll find there is a continuously TV running with this kind of a maternity campaign. So for the first trimester, these are your medicines which do this to your expected child. These are the things you should eat. These are the things you shouldn't eat. Same goes with the second and third. You know what? It's relevant, efficient, and resonant. Setting SMART objectives. Step 3 is conducting SWOT and environment scan. How do we set a SMART objective? Example, I want to increase my orthopedic outpatient volume by 15%. How? By 2,000 site visits and 150 bookings in 2 quarters. Now, when I say 15%, that means my current volume, if it is 10, then I'm looking somewhere around how much? You know the calculation. So for that, I need this many of site visits, which is measurable, which is aligned, and it is ensured that all campaigns have a clear line of sight to outcome. It should not happen that, okay, I want to increase my orthopedic patient by 15%. What will you do? I'll promote. This hospital is going through entire out-of-outpatient department. That's about it. No. I will do a channel where I will post a reel which will let us know that you don't have to visit an outpatient department today. You can book through telecalling. This is the telecalling number. For anything, you can call this number and you book your slot. There is a time slot given to you. Similar way, your backend team should be ready to take those 2,000 site visits and 150 bookings. That's all. How to do a SWOT and environment scan? You have to analyze the internal strengths. What my team can do, what my team can't do. Plus, what are my external opportunities and threats? It will also give you an insight like telehealth adoption, referral shifts, local insurance updates. It creates a realistic foundation for messaging and positioning. And that's the idealistic thought process. Step 4 is link strategy to tactics. Turn strategy into practically coordinated execution. Build a campaign calendar. Please, 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 guys, whatever you do, build a campaign calendar. Now, I could have tried to show you how to build a campaign calendar, but mostly what you can do is you can put in month, as in Jan, Feb, March, April, May, June, and then you do the week one dates and everything, and then you have the calendar. So phase one, awareness campaign, third week. Phase two, educational campaign, week 4. Phase 3, month 2, week 1. If you create like this, you just have to do a follow-up. See, what I'm trying to tell you is, when you schedule launches, observations, and surgical drives, it's for consistency. And then you know, for this week 1, I will only choose digital media. Let's say Insta, Facebook. That's about it. So my work is broken into tasks, and those tasks are then broken into activities. And now I know that this activity is right for this media, or this media is right for this activity. What it is the effective way. But would you leave the traditional method outline? No. You will use a radio, you will use a print ads, community events, but the occurrence would be much more lesser. You can align channel mix with target audience, results in structured, measurable, patient-focused action plan. So let's say you are now with a marketing plan right now in your head. Let's say the company has said, you know what, I want a marketing plan to increase my, let's say, maternity footfall by 5%. So what will be the target would you do? You can do it after this particular is over. You can add it to your projects. But remember that entire calendar, you have something called as NAT chart. There are ready-made NAT chart format on the net. If you download it, it will give you this task is done this much. This task is done. See, the reason I'm trying to tell you this is, it results in a structured, measurable, patient-focused action plan. That's what we need. So, the steps. Define target audience. Identify key patient group. Set SMART objectives. Create measurable and aligned goals. conduct SWOT and environmental scan, analyze market and internal factors, link strategy to tactics, plan execution and channels. Example output, first time mothers 25 to 35 in tier 1 cities, 2000 visits to which will lead to 150 bookings in a quarter, which is 3 months. We'll do a SWOT grid, competitor and trend insights, and we can calendar with ACM, doctor, webinar, newspaper ads. That's about it. Why don't you take 5 minutes of your time, pause here, and you build a plan on that first line. First time mothers 25 to 35 in tier 1 cities. What do you want to do to increase the footfall, or what do you want to do? Or you want to take a target audience of, let's say, pediatrics, or, you know, 0 to 6 month babies vaccination schedule. So you want to increase the visits. How would you do? Because not everyone will come back. This is the plan which is going to step towards the output. So if you are making a plan, budget will come. I mean, no plan is as good as its budget. And the other way around, no budget is as good as its plan. So it goes hand in hand. So it's both a planning and a performance management tool. It links the organization goals, growth, engagement, service launches to spending priorities. Its conditions, seasonality, regulations, and patient diversity provides a structure for tracking performances and ROI, ensures optimal resource use of financial accountability. A marketing budget turns strategy into actionable execution. That's what the role of a marketing budget is. How to build? Okay. We'll go back to the old one. We're looking at 2000 visits of that first time mother, 25 to 35 years of age. You have to clearly link the marketing objectives to business goals. Increase patient volume by how much? Launch new services by when? Improve engagement by how much? So when you list all these things together, so there will be a recurring and there will be one time. What will be my recurring ad? What will be my one time ad? What will be my recurring content? What will be my one time content? What will be my recurring events? What will be my one time event? What will be my recurring brand? What will be my one time? So all these things put together, you have to build that marketing budget. Now, when you say zero-based budgeting, so you have to justify each expense from scratch. When you say historical budgeting, it is like adjusting last year allocations. And when you say percentage of revenue, allocate 2 to 5% of annual revenue. Now, this is up to you, but you still have to justify. You still have to justify. When you say 2.5% of annual revenue, that's a huge cost. So you must have a ready reckoner that if I use a paid advertisement in Insta, with influencer, so much, without influencer, so much. If I use a Facebook ad in number of pages, this much, excluding number of pages, this much. If I look at paper inserts, if I look at billboard, this is what my budget. So every budget, you should have a ready reckoner. See, what will happen is when you have that, you can move from a zero to an historical to a percentage anywhere. Because now you know the total sum. Do not go and say, I want 5 CR or 3 CR or 1 CR. The first question you will get is, okay, why do you say 1 CR? What's your thought process? And then when you say them, they will come to you and say, do you think 1 CR is enough? So based on the historical budgeting, that this is what we did last year, I'm looking at a 10% increase in everywhere because of the price shift or because of the, you know, budgeting of the other things have gone up. But you have to involve the finance, the service line heads, and the operations for realistic planning. The outcome has to be a transparent, a goal-driven, and a collaborative budget. One of the toughest things to do. Now, look at this. Sample allocation of a healthcare marketing budget across key categories. Now, is this an absolute figure? Yes. Is this a pure figure? No. It's a percentage. I mean, generically, when you do a survey across, this is the budget that is across categories. If you look at the entire category, the highest number of budget is in three categories. One is the online paid advertisements. Two, website. Three, TV and radio spots. Now, if you look at these three and 4 is patient education. 16, 14, 14, 12. These are the top 4. Now, if you combine all these things, that is 28 plus 12 is around 40 plus 16 is 56. So 56% of the industry is allocating budget in online paid ads, TV and radio spots, patient education and a website. So these are the priority wise top 4. The second priority wise are the 2, that is billboards and print marketing. If you see, there are 10 and 9%. So this is your second priority. What's your third priority spend? Email marketing is 6. Planning and strategy is 6. Signage is 5. Branded promotional items are 4. Data analytics budgeting is 4. So that's your third priority. So for example, you believe that in this case, my email marketing might not work. Now, if you look at the entire portfolio understanding, so it's 6 plus 6, 12, plus 9, 21, plus 5, 6 plus 6, 12, plus 9, 21, plus 5, 26, plus 4 is 30, plus 4 is 34, plus 10 is 44. You got 56 there. How 56? 16 plus 14 is 30. 30 plus 14 is 44. 44 plus 12 is 56. So your 56% of the budget goes in online paid, website, patient education, and TV and radio spots. That's your 56%. Your 44% goes into email marketing, billboards, which is 16, planning and strategy 22, 9 print media is 31, 36, 40, and 4, 44. Now you understand the entire gamut of the marketing budget across key categories, but your primary priority is that. However, if your company says, no, I'm looking at email marketing as a priority also, this data can change. This is a very, very sample data. It's kind of a sample allocation. It's kind of not a benchmarking. Once again, what is the digital advertising? Google ads, social media, you know, retargeting campaigns, content creation through video, blogs and testimonials, website and SEO is hosting, maintenance and optimization. Traditional media is print ads, radio, local newspapers, PR and events, is press releases, media outreach, health fairs, CRM and automation, email SMS systems, CRM tools, analytics and reporting, dashboard measurement platforms. What I'm trying to tell you is your allocation varies by audience, geography and digital maturity. Example, urban hospital, high spend on social media and influencer content. Community cleaning is more on video and print ad. Different places, different marketing budget. Now, since we have done this, you know, if I have to create a campaign for orthopedic, for joint care and physiotherapy, that is your line. You know, that's your priority. And that's how your brand reputation comes into PR reviews and reputational tools. So you can schedule a quarterly or a monthly budget reviews at performances. That this much I've done, what is the patient footfall? How many patients has come into the orthopedic OPD? How many patients have been booked for physiotherapy? So when you got the number of things and the number of money being used to buy those services, that's my performances. And you have to look at funds based on ROI and campaign effectiveness. Just because you have 5 CR doesn't mean 5 CR will spend on one single or that entire budget. So if their budget I'm able to save, I can put it on another fund. You have to use performance data and refine tactics and boost impact. Remember, a well-aligned budget reflects strategic intent, patient focus, and adaptability. Now, we talk about the budget, we spoke about the intent, the content. Now, how can I turn strategy into action? Now, my output is a roadmap for a consistent patient-centered communication, right? Defines what to communicate, where, when, and by whom. It also ensures the marketing is organized, timely, and measurable. The action plan converts strategy and budget into clear, coordinated execution. It also helps to maintain alignment between marketing and overall health goals. It also ensures marketing is organized, timely, and measurable. Okay, as I was talking about turning strategy into action, Remember, the output is a roadmap for consistent, patient-centered communication. You know, the what, the where, the when, and by whom is the most critical out here. Now, developing the content plan focuses on the information, the trustworthy and the patient-driven messages. You can create blogs, short videos, reels, checklists, testimonials, infographics. You can define frequency and ownership by the digital team. It must be accurate, empathic, and aligned with the patient's care journey. The core content theme should be on wellness, recovery stories, and doctor insights. Creating the channel plan. You have to select the right mix of digital and traditional platform. You cannot leave anyone. I will only select digital and not the traditional. It's not going to happen. So target local medicines, medical searches, best cardiologist in Jaipur. That can be your SEO. The PPC can be Google Ads for high intent searches, diagnostics, and consultations. Social media can be used for Facebook, you know, Instagram, LinkedIn with tips and stories. Emails and SMS, share updates, reminders, traditional for community media, radio, print, and local partnerships. Each channel must reinforce the brand message and the campaign goals. If you look at the campaign timelines and team roles, that was what I was talking as a calendar, the four stages, pre-launch, launch, monitoring, and wrap-up. You know, those are the four stages. So you can use a visual calendar for it, and you can do a month, Jan to Feb, campaign is flu awareness, channel mix is ready on WhatsApp, audience is elderly, owner is marketing lead. March is Women's Health Month, FB, Doc Talks, Urban Women, the content team. April to May, it is eye screening, male, general public, and it's the regional lead. What happens is, when you see a marketing manager who oversees the strategy and outcome, the content lead plans and manages publications. The digital lead handles SEO, ads, analytics. Clinical liaison ensures medical accuracy, agencies, vendors, the creative and media support, and user RACI matrix for clear accountability. The message matrix. Again, segment is working adults. Message focus is avoiding heart risks with early screening, channel, email, and LinkedIn. For elderly, quality heart care close to home, radio print ads, caregivers, expert care for your loved ones, Facebook, WhatsApp. You know what? It talks about what is my audience segments, what is the core message that I want to deliver, how can I map them, how can I adjust the tone and language per platform. The importance of KPIs is simple. It's success only when the outcomes are measurable and actionable. The KPIs can link marketing efforts to business goals like patient growth or loyalty, tracking dashboards and enable optimization. Matrix must reflect both business performance and patient-centric outcomes. And it's a continuous measurement, helps maintain alignment with strategic priorities. How do you set an effective KPI? Now, let's example, a telehealth goal is teleconsultant bookings in tier 2-3 cities. What is the example? Increase 15% of automatic appointments in Q2 through website leads. So if you see, the objective is telehealth goal through teleconsultation booking, and the KPI is increase 15% automatic appointments in Q2. How does it happen? What are the scientific methods? What are the quantifiable benchmarks? What are the strategic outcomes? New patient, what's the service growth? What are the operational results? The engagement, everything puts together. Apply SMART framework, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Now, when you have KPI, you have to also choose actionable metrics. Don't go for vanity metrics, likes, views. Focus on that drive decisions. Lead to appointment conversion rate, patient satisfaction versus loyalty scores, return on ad spend, referral volume or repeat visits, you know, separate KPIs by channel, CEO, SEO, funnel stage, combine quantitative and qualitative indicators for a complete picture. Tools, Google Analytics can be used for website traffic and bounce rates, Meta and LinkedIn Manager can be used for ad and social performances, CRM systems such as Salesforce, Health Cloud, for leads and ROI, review platforms, back to Google for ratings and sentiment. Best practices, integrate data across platforms, schedule weekly, quarterly reviews, monitor both numbers and narratives, conversations and feedback. Dashboard. A dashboard is a real-time command center for performance tracking. So key features should have their KPI visualization, graphs and heat maps, time comparisons, month over month, year on year, source attribution, organic, paid, social referral, ROI metrics, and filters on service line or religion. Basically, you have to encourage a cross-functional visibility between marketing ops and clinical teams. Tools again, Google Looker Studio, Tableau, Power BI, HubSpot, Salesforce. Dashboards closes the loop between linking strategy, performance, and improvement. Now, monitoring and optimization. Now, we spoke about the strategy, we spoke about the action plan, we spoke about the KPI. Now, the monitoring and optimization. So it focuses shifts from one-time execution to continuous learning and refinement. It embeds a culture of accountability. It creates a regular optimization which aligns to marketing with strategic and operation goals. And for healthcare, market changes rapidly. So patient need, platform, and competition evolve. Continuous monitoring keeps marketing plans agile, relevant, and efficient. Performance review cadence. Now, this is an important part. How would you review? You can have weekly, you can have monthly, you can have quarterly. Generally, these are the three things that you can do. Weekly review is always for short term. Monthly reviews is always for your channel ROI, the conversions, the lead evaluation, the cost for acquisition. The quarterly reviews are based on, you know, assess brand awareness, the retention, the ROI, and the strategic alignment. What it establishes is the rhythm, ensures timely decisions and long-term focus. Once again, budget shifts spend to higher ROI channels. Channels drop low-performing platforms. Creatives refresh ads, test new visuals or CTAs. Targeting refine geography or patient segments. Offers and CTAs update promotions or messaging. Decisions are guided by data feedback and business goals. It enables a faster, evidence-based decision-making for the patients, not you. Again, A/B testing for refined creatives, channel attribution to identify effective patient touch points. Basically, it creates a cycle of test, learn, adapt, improve. I call it the TLAI. That is, you test the environment, learn from it, you adapt from it, and then you improve the channel. It creates a change log to track actions and outcome and learnings. Thank you all. Wish you all the best.